Dwight Eisenhower once said, "In preparing for battle, I've always found that plans are useless, but planning is indispensable." Each year at this time, I find myself a little wiser and more than a little bit humble. Setting goals and going back to look at them does that to a person. For most of us, it takes a whole lot of effort to do goal setting. If and when we do, though, it tends to be really energizing. Why? Well, you choose something that matters, and that gets you stoked. And a goal points in a direction, and then that helps you to feel efficient and focused. Of course, life gets in between us and our goals. Sometimes obstacles arise. Then there are demanding daily tasks that distract. And sometimes a destination that seemed proximate in the moment of goal setting turns out to lie an incredible distance away. We get humbled. For example, I planned to create and land a TV show in 2012. The path was not straight, was filled with costs and obstacles, and as I approached it, the goal was less enticing. I redirected. I didn't get it done. Bummer. But as the writer Peter Senge teaches, it's not what the vision is, but what the vision does. Pursuing the vision led me to learn a ton. How to write and produce short-form videos on leadership, to sit like an anchor with stature, to sing in front of an audience, and to write more simply. I failed, yes, and I grew and learned. In the most literal and figurative senses, leaders have no choice. They must have a destination. If not, why in the world should anyone follow? We, who desire to lead others to better places, have to spend time to think through our State of the Union, our annual plan, our big, hairy, audacious goals. And if in order to reach our goal together, we hope and expect others to be willing to work hard, sacrifice, cooperate, innovate, etc., then we must set the example, set our own course, choose a destination that we will seek after and that we will pursue with conviction. You matter. So pull out some scratch paper and sketch something that would really make you feel great on December 31st, 2013. As Ike said, the plan may be useless, but the planning is indispensable. Hit the comments button to see my goals. I'd love it if you choose to share your goal or goals with the RFL community and with me. What shall we do as we lead with our best selves?